Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. A Plymouth County jury yesterday found 84-year-old Thomas Knapp guilty of first-degree murder. The jury took around an hour to reach their verdict in the case of Knapp, who was charged with murder in the shooting death of 51-year-old Kevin Juzik and four other counts involving an assault on Knapp's wife, Darlene. Closing arguments took place earlier in the day. Prosecutor Darren Raymond's summation included a replay of the 911 calls made by Darlene Knapp, who is the mother of the victim.
I'm so scared for my son, and I know he's going to shoot me now. Anyway, it's so...
Just stay on the phone with me till they get there, okay, Darlene? Don't hang up with me, okay?
Yeah, I can do that, yeah.
Okay.
Like I say, my hands are sore. He just kept beating me.
Darlene, they're a couple miles away from you right now, okay?
Okay,
so just stay on the phone with me.
Raymond also replayed parts of the jail interview done with the defendant when Knapp admitted shooting Juzik because he was mad at him for a variety of reasons, including Juzik supposedly knocking over a bird bath in the yard.
What was Kevin doing before you shot him?
Trying to open the door.
Okay, he wasn't in the bedroom at that time?
No, he was trying to open the door. I shot him through the goddamn door.
Raymond said Knapp always hated Juzik, and the evidence he presented buttressed his case that Knapp must be convicted of first-degree murder. Defense attorney Wendy Samuelson's argument was that Knapp's actions were in a fit of anger and passion and warranted not a murder conviction but voluntary manslaughter. In addition to the murder conviction, the jury found Knapp guilty of two counts of willful injury and two counts of domestic abuse. Knapp will be sentenced next month. He faces a term of life in prison. The Knights of Columbus Phone-a-thon for persons with various abilities will be today in Plymouth County. Shelley Thompson says the marathon phone outreach begins at 9 a.m.
It is by far our biggest fundraiser of the year, and we have really high expectations for this year. It is our 42nd annual fundraiser, and we've got a big goal here of $55,000. It's a lot of work for those knights. They come together, they start calling at 9 in the morning, and everybody in Plymouth County hopefully is going to get touched at some point.
For 12 hours today, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., volunteers will try to reach everyone in Plymouth County seeking funds for Life Skills Training Center and Iowa Special Olympics. A vote to approve a $25 million expansion project in the Rock Valley School District failed Tuesday. Voters could not reach the 60% supermajority to pass the plan. 57% of the voters were in favor of it. If approved, up to $25 million in bonds would have been sold to fund construction of a new Rock Valley High School. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors passed a motion yesterday in favor of a petition to the Iowa Utilities Board. The petition from the Iowa Association of Counties seeks greater access to information from counties affected by the carbon capture pipelines proposed in the state. Summit Carbon Solutions wants to run a pipeline from Nebraska into Plymouth County near Merrill and extend north to Sioux County on a route west of Lamar's. The board supports more transparency in the pipeline. The board supports the pipeline project but doesn't support any effort to allow eminent domain to cross property to build the line. The Lamar's Community School Board heard annual reports from their school principals and the superintendent Monday. Reports from the building principals included data on standardized test score results. Students of the district from elementary to high school are scoring above the statewide averages in math, science, and reading. The Lamar's schools have set their own goals in those subjects, and in some areas those goals have been exceeded. Mostly, work continues to bring students up to the district goals in those subjects. Superintendent Dr. Stephen Webner presented his annual report to the board. The document is a summary of activities in the past year and statistics in the school district itself. Dr. Webner highlighted the expansion of the special education program. He also pointed out that transportation costs are up due to increases in salary and benefits to drivers and the higher cost of fuel. And the school lunch fund has had its highest ever closing balance due to federal COVID funding. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sleggers.